Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 40. Wayward Children.
Look at them, Tirado. They're lost and helpless. Even with Discord gone, they will suffer for centuries before they can begin to recover.
Our father has ordered us to return, dearest sister. That begins and ends this matter. Let's go.
I won't go. Not yet.
Celestia, what are you doing? Has Lexarius' madness come upon you? Look at what's left of him, and see for yourself what happens to those who go against the king.
Lexarius' rebellion stemmed from his madness and selfishness. I go against our father for the sake of others. He will understand.
And you'll risk his wrath for what? These mortal spawn of Oceanus?
Their parentage is not their fault, Tirado.
Nor is their existence here our concern. We were sent here to punish Lexarius, and our mission is done. Why make things harder?
I cannot go back to the Eternal Herd having seen this and done nothing. I just can't.
Then I'm staying as well.
Tirado.
Don't misunderstand me. I don't care for these mortal ponies. I care about staying by your side.
The sound of the doors to his makeshift audience hall opening jarred Tirado out of his reverie. A reverie he didn't even know why he indulged in the first place. He had been thinking far too often of Celestia these days. This was unacceptable. He had made it through centuries of isolated duty because of his ability to throw the memory of his sisters to the dark recesses of his mind and ignore it. That didn't seem possible anymore if Black Rose and Luna had anything to say about it. He looked at the ponies who entered and frowned. It was Twilight Sparkle again. Of course, she was with her partner in crime, Vanguard Clash, and one more chosen.
So who's next on the list, Rough Cut?
He asked his recently appointed chamberlain. Besides Rough Cut, there was no pony else in the hall. Having guards for himself was a useless waste of legionnaires.
Legionnaire Applejack is here, Your Highness, Rough Cut replied. She had asked for an audience with you 3 days ago.
Oh yes, one of Celestia's chosen who somehow had a message for me after almost getting shredded.
Tirado gestured for the ponies to come closer, before turning towards his chamberlain again.
3 days is a rather short time period to recover from a life-threatening injury. Should she really be walking about?
Medical apparently cleared her, Your Highness. It is quite unusual, however.
Tirado shrugged. The sooner, the better, he guessed. He might see into this recovery later if he had time. Perhaps Celestia did more than just put pictures on her pony's flanks. Perhaps it was something related to the elements of harmony.
I hear you have something important to tell me, Legionnaire Applejack, he said. Let's hear it.
He frowned when he saw the Earth Pony shake a bit and look at him nervously. Not even a minute into the audience, and this chosen was already displeasing him.
I'm here to give you a message from the Queen, Applejack finally managed to say.
The already tense atmosphere around Prince Tirado darkened some more.
Is that so?
He rumbled.
Can you prove it?
Yes, Your Highness.
Good, because you won't leave this hall alive if you can't. Not even being Celestia's chosen will save you if I find out that you falsely invoked my mother.
Applejack started shaking some more. Tirado quashed an urge to lift her with his telekinesis and violently shake her in hopes of causing all her nervousness to tumble out her ears. He noticed Vanguard Clash gently press a hoof against Applejack's side and whisper something. Tirado listened carefully, picking up the words despite his distance.
Steady yourself, Vanguard whispered. He'll only kill you if you're lying, and I know you're telling the truth.
Tirado nodded with approval towards the Legionnaire. The words of encouragement had a telling effect. Applejack stopped shaking and swallowed hard, drawing strength from her companion's steadiness.
Lockwar Propter Regina, she said.
The prince raised an eyebrow. He recognized the words, but they were so badly mangled that he had to pause to figure them out. Eventually, the meaning dawned on him.
Lockwar Propter Regina, he said. I speak for the queen. I'm not going to practice my Alicornian with you anytime soon, Applejack, but I will believe in what you have to say.
Applejack let out a sigh of relief.
Tell me what the queen has to say, Tirado went on. Don't leave a word of it out.
The relief quickly disappeared. Applejack stared incredulously at Tirado, and he nearly laughed at the reaction. This Earth Pony was a little more fun than Twilight Sparkle. She concentrated for some time, likely to make sure she got all the words right, before saying anything, while he tapped a hoof on the floor as he waited. Applejack eventually got to tell the prince his mother's message. At the end of her story, Tirado frowned and leaned back against his seat. He closed his eyes in deep thought, leaving all of them to sweat and wait for his response.
"First Luna, and now the queen herself is telling me to act," he said.
He turned towards Twilight.
"You know my dearest sister well, Twilight Sparkle. You probably know her better than I do. Tell me, if I flew to the Heartland and smashed her barrier to pieces, how would she react?"
When Prince Tirado suddenly turned his attention towards her, Twilight felt her heart skip a beat. She had been hoping to stay in the background and just observe him. She thought about it carefully. Maintaining the barrier was gravely important to her mentor.
"Important enough to banish even me just to keep it," she thought sadly.
If Prince Tirado were to attack it, it would be enough reason for the princess to fight back.
"She would fight you," she answered.
Though she had never seen Princess Celestia attack any pony, she was sure that this would be important enough for it to happen. After all, Princess Celestia fought her own sister to protect Equestria from Eternal Night. Surely, to protect Equestria from the influence of war, she would fight her own brother.
"She would, wouldn't she?"
Tirado remarked.
"We would end up fighting, and that would be the Seventh Rebellion. The Queen may as well have predicted that Celestia will be kicked in the face, and then ordered me to kick her in the face."
"Your Highness."
The moment Twilight Sparkle ventured to speak again, Tirado's glower returned.
"Need something again, Twilight Sparkle? I've sent you home once, let you into the Legion, and spared your partner in crime. What else can I do for you?"
Twilight held her ground this time. She was beginning to notice something with her mentor's brother. Prince Tirado resorted to threats of violence quickly and casually. He thundered and rumbled whenever he pleased, and he glared daggers in a heartbeat. Yet, underneath all that intimidation, he seemed to admire ponies who were able to keep their composure and stand up to him. He resorted to joking around as easily as he resorted to violence, and he was a reasonable prince.
"If it's all right with you, I just want to know more about these 9 rebellions that the queen mentioned," she asked meekly.
"Twilight Sparkle wants to know about something. I'm shocked,"
Tirado remarked flatly. There was a moment of silence, but Twilight remained composed. If he wanted to refuse, he would have said no already.
"Consider the 9 rebellions a countdown to a great upheaval,"
Tirado finally replied.
"I'd say the end of Equestria, but who am I to say what the king will do when roused to anger? He could just scold us for being so disobedient."
Twilight swallowed.
The end of Equestria? Why? Why would the king destroy something his children protected for so long?"
"Ask your father,"
Tirado replied quietly.
"My father? But he's back in the Heartland. What does this have to do with him?"
"Not him. The father you share with him,"
Tirado said with a snort. He was silent for a moment, likely pondering if he should even bother explaining.
"Before you mortal ponies, before even me and my siblings, the king and queen had only one child, Oceanus. He is the father I'm talking about."
"I didn't know that Princess Celestia had another brother," Twilight said softly.
"Don't you call him our brother,"
Tirado suddenly thundered.
"He has cast aside all his family relationships when he started all this."
His voice cracked across the room, sending every pony to their knees. He calmed himself quickly, however.
"I don't know what motivated Oceanus," Tirado went on. "Maybe he grew tired of just being beneath the king and queen. Maybe he was bored. I wasn't there, and I'm not going to be presumptuous enough to think I can understand him solely on the aftermath of his actions. What I do know is that he rebelled against the king and queen one day, and a great many within the Eternal Herd supported him."
His eyes narrowed as he continued.
"This was the first rebellion. The king defeated him and his supporters and hurled them out of the Eternal Herd. Their battered forms crashed into this world. From the lingering traces of the king's power, Oceanus' own leaking power and his blood, the first of your kind came forth."
Twilight stood in rapt attention. She had never read anything like this in any book. It was an account of creation, the first arrival of ponies into this world.
"Oceanus didn't care for his new children, it seemed. He and his followers crawled their way into the depths of the Eastern Waters, where they remain up to this day to recover their strength.
It was Vanguard's turn to react. Twilight noticed his eyes widen in realization.
The Eastern Waters,
he said quietly.
No pony has ever crossed that ocean. Those who venture too far simply disappear. To think that it holds a rebellious prince in its depths.
Torado ignored the comment and went on. These ponies lived, multiplied, and died. When the first of them arrived in the Eternal Herd, they naturally caused a stir. When it was clear that you mortals will only continue to multiply and grow, the concern was that the blood of Oceanus within all of you will allow him to exert his influence and gain himself even more supporters. One of the royal stewards, Lexarius, volunteered to go to this world and ensure that mortal ponies embodied harmony rather than Oceanus's rebellion. Torado's expression darkened.
He did well for over 1,000 years. It was during his time that other beings followed in Oceanus's hoofsteps and formed their mortal progeny in this world. There wasn't any war at that point, as mortals were still developing. Those times didn't last, however.
Torado stared hard at Twilight Sparkle. She continued to hold his gaze. She knew that she had done nothing wrong this time, and he wasn't going to punish her without cause, no matter how annoyed he looked.
You mortal ponies are a frail lot to a pony like Lexarius, he said. Your bodies are soft, while your minds and hearts are easily misled. As time went on, Lexarius grew to delight less in maintaining harmony, and more in toying with his subjects.
That's why it turned into discord,
Applejack said with a nod of understanding. Twilight recalled Applejack's story about her meeting with discord in the plain of Vestibulum. It was difficult to accept that a pony of such high stature could turn into a bizarre creature of chaos.
Discord was given plenty of chances to cease what he was doing, and he ignored them all,
Torado went on.
This was the second rebellion. When messengers couldn't get the job done, the king and queen sent their children to put an end to his reign.
Torado smiled a bit as he recalled something. He didn't say anything else for a minute and looked far away, reliving some experience.
I'm sure Celestia already gave you details of that encounter, minus my involvement, he said. That would have been a sight for you to see, Twilight Sparkle. It was the only time I ever saw my dearest sister actually angry. She was so angry, in fact, that it wasn't enough for her to destroy Discord outright and send him to the Eternal Herd for punishment. She had to turn him to stone and keep him floating helplessly in Vestibulum forever.
Whatever cheer that Torado showed disappeared when he went on.
With Discord's rebellion dealt with, we were ordered to return to the Eternal Herd, while another steward was given the task of maintaining harmony. Celestia would have none of it, however. She insisted on staying and taking on the task herself. When the king and queen told her to come home, she refused, and then Luna and I joined her. This was the third rebellion.
Twilight's jaw fell open in surprise. She could never have imagined that Princess Celestia herself had rebelled against her parents. She looked towards Applejack, who was having a similar reaction to her, and then to Vanguard Clash, who listened stoically.
Under Celestia's reign, Equestria recovered from Discord's madness and grew prosperous. By this time, however, the other races were no longer content in staying in their lands and started invading their neighbors. I've told you this already, Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight nodded. Her mentor had elaborated on that as well.
The fourth rebellion happened after the division. Luna broke a sacred rule placed upon us siblings, and that was to never raise a hoof against each other. She allowed Nightmare Moon to possess her and attacked Celestia to bring Eternal Night. This assault was the fourth rebellion.
Torado shook his head before continuing.
I brought our parents into the matter, and I was ordered to kill Luna in order to send her back to the Eternal Herd and leave her unable to return to this place forever. Celestia didn't want to part with Luna forever, so she refused to take that solution. By banishing Luna to the moon instead of killing her as ordered, she committed the fifth rebellion. Again, this is old news to you chosen.
With that, Torado stopped. Twilight continued to stand and listen, expecting more. When a minute of silence passed, she ventured to speak up.
What about the sixth rebellion? The queen said that the seventh was on the way, so...
I know how to count, Twilight Sparkle,
came the sharp reply. Tirado was quiet again for another minute.
I committed the sixth rebellion.
He said it so quietly that Twilight could barely hear him.
That's all I've got to say about that.
That's not fair,
Twilight blurted out.
You had no problem talking about Princess Celestia's...
She stopped short when Tirado leaped from his seat and landed right in front of her.
You're going to age and die, Twilight Sparkle,
Tirado rumbled.
But I'm not. Neither are my sisters. Tell me how that's fair, and I'll indulge you.
He turned around and walked back.
Wayward children of Oceanus. We weren't supposed to be here, and I wasn't supposed to care beyond making my dearest sister happy. Somewhere along the line, that changed, and now I have to consider attacking Celestia for your sakes. I'd lay the blame of the Sixth Rebellion on your hoofs if I didn't know that it wouldn't matter.
Your Highness,
Twilight began. She had fallen on her tail at the sudden lunge from him, but there was something in his tone that made her feel sorry for him. Before she could speak, however, Tirado suddenly looked to the side, his ears perking.
Some pony's broken through the barrier and into this realm, Tirado said. Just what is going on in there?
As if to answer Tirado's question, the air at the center of the audience hall suddenly came alive with magical energy. A blast of dark purple energy erupted just above them, followed by something falling to the ground heavily. Every pony in the room walked over to investigate.
Luna!
Tirado ran ahead of the rest and nudged his little sister with his snout. Luna had materialized in midair, following a painful teleportation spell. There were small burns around her body, including some singed feathers on her wings, and she was barely conscious.
Get some medics in here!
Tirado roared. He gently lifted his sister with his magic and placed her on his back.
What happened?
He asked her, gentleness and urgency warring in his tone.
Big brother,
Luna wheezed.
The Heartland is... the Heartland.
Before she could finish, Luna fainted, her legs falling limp against Tirado's sides.
Princess Luna!
Twilight cried out as she ran up to the two alicorns, with Applejack right behind her. Even Vanguard had come forward out of concern. They could tell that Princess Luna was smoking, even at a distance. Tirado stomped a hoof against the floor, causing it to crack and sending tremors throughout the building. Twilight looked on, but she couldn't make sense of the sudden events. What had just happened? Did Celestia attack Luna?
Must everything push me into this confrontation?
Tirado growled.
Is the entire world going to rejoice when I raise my hoof against Celestia?
He looked to the south in anger, and then towards the ponies entering the chamber. Several ponies from medical were already running forward to help.
I'm going to see what happened myself. Your Highness, what of King Fenrir?
Vanguard asked.
He'll honor the pact,
Tirado replied.
As for Nightmare Moon, I will leave her to the elements of harmony until I return. I cannot ignore this matter any longer.
With that, his horn flared with gray light, and he disappeared. Twilight looked worriedly towards the south.
Princess Celestia.
She felt a hoof on her shoulder.
Our rulers will settle things by themselves,
Vanguard said. He tried to sound reassuring, but she could hear the worry in his voice.
Our job is to make sure that the duties they left us remain fulfilled.
Twilight rested her head against the hoof in resignation. All she could do now was hope that her mentor and her siblings make it out of this safely.